We're back to Krebs. Mr. Cimino.
Yes, sir, we are. It was kind of late developing and didn't make it through the last public hearing segment, so this is a first public hearing for two items that staff is more or less just acting as courier. And we do have a member of the public here for this and a member of our Crab Management Advisory Committee. In fact, both items come out of our Crab Management Advisory Committee. Recently, we went to something that we're kind of calling rolling closures for the Blue Crab Sanctuary. And you can see here on our map that we've put in the idea of rolling closures to help out, especially the northern areas in Tangier who are hitting that May closure date prior to them having a chance to see any crabs. There's been some discussion at the more recent CMAC meetings that a slightly later start date to when the sanctuary kicks in would be beneficial to the more southern areas as well. So the proposal, which is before you here, is to change just the date for Area 2. So currently, Area 2, like Areas 3 and 4, the sanctuary date kicks in May 9th and goes through September 15th. The proposal would be to extend the same closure area that exists in 1B and open Area 2, close Area 2 starting May 16th instead of May 9th. As I've listed in your issues, we have asked Dr. Lifshitz to look this over, and we have him here to present. But I will just go into the next issue so that Dr. Lifshitz can just discuss the two. this is kind of a busy map. I apologize for this. And it looks like I did some coloring on it. But there's been a longstanding request by one of the members of CMAC who's here today to relieve some of the pressure in some of these southern areas once the sanctuary kicks in. In particular, Lynn Haven has a high amount of crab pots and crabbers working in that area. And another area that I hear about quite a bit lately is Kiptopeak. For the last 2 to 3 years, there's been a great amount of talk about the very large number of pots that are being set out around Kiptopeak State Park. So the idea behind allowing some portion of Area 4 or Area 3, which are truly oceanside and not easy to crab, to be open is allow those individuals that are willing to set there some small amount of pots to set there even when the sanctuary is in place. The commission has the ability to do that because they have the ability to adjust both the areas and the times for these areas. The crab sanctuary established in Area 2 has been in code since 1942. The commission does not have the ability to change that area, but they do have the ability to change the time. The proposal that's been asked for here does not involve Area 2 at all. It is a request to have more or less a cutout of Areas 3 and 4 in the north end of Virginia Beach, right off of Cape Henry. And as I said, we do have a member of the public here that will speak on this. This is a public hearing, and we do have Dr. Lifshitz here.
Questions from the commission? I think we'd like to hear from Dr. Lifshitz then, if you would, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So originally, before the analyses that we did recently and so on, it seemed like a reasonable request, and I think it still stands as a reasonable request. So there are two different requests. One is to change the time of year, that is the May 9th to May 16th closure for Area 2. And I would ask that the commission waits to make a decision on that until sort of the last possible minute, actually, before it would go potentially into effect, which would be next May. And the reason I say that is because it would give us an opportunity to actually see what we're getting in this coming year's dredge survey to see if we should loosen restrictions on the females. Because basically what you're catching in that area is mature females. they've either spawned already and are going to spawn again, or they haven't spawned yet and are about to. So we think that we would have a pretty good sense of where we are by next, probably March, early March or so, so that we could take a look. That's before we actually have the full data and so on, but we know what we're going to get from the VIMS, from our own DRED survey. You know, my staff updates me after every day when they're out there. We start dredging in the late November, and we're all dredging through December, January, February. We should be done by sometime in February or maybe early March. So we should have a pretty good sense about whether or not we can loosen the restrictions on that. So I would ask you to defer on that one. The second one is whether or not to open part of the area, I guess it would be part of Area 3 and 4, is that right? Small parts of Area 3 and 4. So I'm going to give you sort of the, so I'm going to give you sort of an opinion on what's going on there. So we know that what you find there are basically during May, June, July, August, September, basically, you find females that are spawning, or they're about to spawn. It's an area that you find very few males. It's predominantly females. And originally, the thought was that maybe you could shift some of the pressure off other areas to go in there. The trade-off is this. When you shift the pressure, so the fishery is basically overcapitalized. What that means is that there you could reduce the number of crabbers by some fraction, and you'd stay, remaining crabbers would still catch the same amount. Basically, there's a piece of the pie, and what happens at some point in a fishery is that you're simply splitting the same pie into smaller and smaller pieces. So if you were to remove crabbers from one area, like Lynnhaven or so, then you're not likely to reduce any pressure there. You're likely to still catch the same number of crabs. There are plenty of crab pots out there. The reason that's important is because if you then shift some of the crabbers over to those two areas, that's going to be new. Those are going to be crabs that were not going to be harvested, and those actually will increase the number of crabs, female crabs in this case. In the past, I've been open to moving forward with that. Right now, because of the status of the juveniles and the possibility that we're going to have pretty low female abundance, I don't feel it's a prudent action at this point. So I've spoken with Mark Sanford over and over, and I think there are things you could do when, if we were to have both juveniles and females in high abundance, then I think it may be worthwhile to consider something like that. But right now, worst case scenario, we get very low female abundance, and the commission has opened up some areas for that are basically females. I just don't think it would be prudent. So sorry to say that to Mr. Sanford, but just at this point, it doesn't look like a good option.
Any questions from the commission?
Thank you, Ron. Is this a public hearing? Mr. Riley, do you have something to add here before I open up?
Mention for the you know, the way things have gone with the date. So in 2008, the commission and the other jurisdictions embarked on a 34% reduction in female harvest, and part of that reduction was gained by changing the dates when the sanctuaries would close. And in fact, in 2008, everything was closed May 1 until it was determined, well, wait a minute, the Code of Virginia controls, the legislature controls the date for that 1942 historical sanctuary, you know, Area 2. And so that had to wait until 2009. And then it went through the General Assembly. It gave the commission the authority to change the dates. And then we had everything at May 1, and then in 2011, everything was changed everywhere to 2016. And then the most recent change, which some of you are very aware of, because of the abundant situation with crabs, It's true there was sort of a situation more northerly in the bay where the dates were really cramping their ability to harvest because, you know, they were closed, and then by the time they could have crab abundance, they're already closed. So that was the June 1 date change. But that's the way the progression of dates has gone since 2008. Thank you.
So, public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience that wishes to be heard on this matter? Please come forward, Mark. Mr. Sanford.
How y'all doing? I'm Mark Sanford, and I'm the one that wanted the sanctuary off the oceanfront. Well, not only me, there's a couple crabbers down there. And the reality of it is, we're jammed into a small area, Menland Haven, and we're just trying to alleviate the pressure. It's what it comes down to. As far as shifting activity, I actually live on the Eastern Shore, and I left Lynn Haven, went over to the shore for 2 weeks and crabbed, and I went right back to Lynn Haven again. So, you know, I don't think there's going to be any difference as far as pressure goes. You know, I'm going to catch the same amount of crabs. Something about the spawning crabs in the ocean front, that crab is no different than the crab I caught off Kipta Peak. They're all spawning. You know, I'd really like to see the ocean front open for us just for something, you know, just basically to alleviate the pressure. As far as, I'm kind of, to be honest with you, tired and frustrated about this whole thing. You know, the Lower Bay Sanctuary was basically closed at an earlier date so the people in the upper bay can crab. And we're giving up our time for the upper bay. You know, they're catching a spawning crab up there, the same as what we're catching. They say, you know, I mean, this is what I'm hearing. They're catching female crabs. Maybe not as many, but they're still catching the same crab that we would catch that need to be protected. You know, I just want something for us to work on is what it comes down to. And that's all I'm asking. As far as, you know, putting off your decision today, you know, I sat here for 7 hours today. I sat here last time for probably the same amount. I've come to these meetings for a long time. And, you know, if you want to wait, that's fine. I'll come back again. You'll see me again. But we really need some. And that's the reality of it. So, anyway, that's all I got to say. Are there any questions?
Any questions from the commission?
Thank you, Mr. Sanford.
I have a question.
Mr. Franz.
Yeah. Mr. Sanford, I hear that talking to some crabbers in Lynn Haven that predominantly what you catch this time of year is females.
I work on Jimmy crabs this time of year because I can get a high dollar value. You know, that really, you know, that's a big argument, really, with Pete Nixon. You know, that we're really, you know, taking too many male crabs. And I think the problem is that the pie is getting cut up more and more. We've got more crabbers jammed in the the tributaries, and that we really should address that as a whole. We really need to do something different at that, you know. I don't know if by cutting the sanctuary time is affecting anything, but, you know, I mean, I work on male crabs mostly this time. But I would like to have the opportunity to go to the ocean front.
I understand your frustration, Mr. Sanford.
Yeah, I mean,
here, I think
it's going to be what it is. You know, I just got, you know, I got another 20 years of this. That's all I'm trying.
I hope so too. I think it's a matter of timing.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you're right, timing. But we don't even know. You know, I mean, I'm seeing all these juvenile crabs. We don't even know if the survey was correct. You know, I mean, Mr. Leska said global warming. Maybe the juvenile crabs have changed their patterns and just wasn't able to get to them because the warmer water temperatures and crabs were in less than 6 foot of water. We don't know. And it's always good to be on the cautious side, I agree. I don't think the abundance of crabs that we would catch in the ocean front are going to make one bit of difference, in my opinion. If I thought it would, I wouldn't stand here before you today.
Yep.
That's the reality.
Chief O'Reilly, did you have something to add here?
Is there anyone else from the public? I didn't look around, but
yes, that's it. Let me ask just to make sure, is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? All right. Seeing none, the public hearing is closed and the matter is before
what I would add is the staff recommendation. I certainly think Dr. Lipschitz has given some good information to the commission, and I recall that when we did modify the dates of the various portions of the sanctuary, that at that time Dr. Lipschitz said that he thought it was probably a little better than conservationally equivalent. But Dr. Lipschitz also looked at spawning potential to come up with his results, and he will need to see that information from the survey as far as we can look at it to changing that date. I certainly think that, or I hope, I should say, that we can change that date in Area 2 back to May 16th for the closure, but we'll wait and see how this progresses. So staff supports delaying until we can, since we have the liberty of the next time that sanctuary will close will be in 2018, either May 1 or May 16th, which is staff's hope. On the second part, staff would recommend that we do take this advice. It is a matter of timing. If you look through your materials, you'll find the only time the winter dredge fishery was proposed to be open was 2013 by Dr. Lipschitz and myself, because we had a very narrow sanctuary area that we could have for the dredge fishery. A very small number of personnel would have been very small, area small, restrictions, everything else. The commission rejected it unanimously because of just the type of situation. There was a low abundance that year of the juveniles. So I think with what the commission has done today already with the season, and also done with the bushel limits, and also done with the closure of the winter dredge fishery, that it could be risk prone to say we want to start another area now. I think there's enough doubt in staff's mind to say to the commission, we really should wait and we really should see. We shouldn't rule it out. Mr. Sanford has worked diligently for many months to try and get something to open up a little bit on this congestion, but staff does not think now is the time. So that's my recommendation.
Well, how's the commission wish to proceed?
The March meeting would be when he could have some indication of what's going on. Then I would move to postpone these decisions till March meeting, 2018.
So I think that would technically be a motion to table until March 16th, or until the March meeting.
Yes.
Yeah, I think table is the correct parliamentary procedure.
Rather than say no right now, I'd rather have the chance to look at the numbers and maybe have that chance to open it up till May 16th.
That would be table it till the March meeting.
Yep.
Where we'll have more current data available. That's the motion, I guess.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, and it's a second by Mr. Francier to
Mr. Zedron.
Oh, Mr. Zedron. Thank you. Correct the record. To table this matter until the March meeting of the Marine Resources Commission here in the hopes of having further pertinent data. Any discussion on the motion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. Mr. Sanford, I just want you to know here that I would very much like to be able to find a way forward here to make this happen, but let's get some more data here and then make a more timely decision with more accurate data. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.